This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Turkish authorities today ordered the arrest of 82 people, including members of a pro-Kurdish opposition party. The case dates back to deadly protests in 2014, when the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani was under siege by the Islamic State. People in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast on the Syrian border had accused the Turkish army of standing by, just letting the siege happen. Ankara says the outlawed militant Kurdistan Workers' Party incited the demonstrations. It also charges the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the third largest in Turkey's parliament, with supporting the protests when 36 people died. In a statement, prosecutors said suspects would be sought in 7 provinces. The number of coronavirus cases here in the United States is approaching 7 million. America's midsection has become a hotspot for infection spikes. All Midwest states except Ohio have reported more COVID cases in the past 4 weeks as compared with the prior 4 weeks, led by sharp moves upward in South Dakota and North Dakota. The death toll in the country is closing in on 203,000. The figures come from a count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. It puts the worldwide case count at 32.2 million, with 983,000 lives lost. Brazil has suffered nearly 140,000 fatalities and 4.6 million infections. India ranks third with more than 92,000 deaths, as cases are nearing 6 million. In Russia, health authorities have issued a recommendation that beginning Monday, the elderly stay at home and that employers allow as many of their workers as possible to work remotely. More than 7,200 new cases were reported in Russia today, the highest daily surge since July. In Moscow, there were 1,500 new infections, up from 700 2 weeks ago. Israel is tightening its second national lockdown as the pandemic bites down harder with a surge in cases. The Israeli cabinet has voted to close all non-essential businesses, including open-air markets. This is VOA News. In Switzerland, there is a quarantine in place for 2,500 students at a prestigious hospitality school, apparently the result of partying off campus, which has sparked what are called significant COVID-19 outbreaks. The total of Swiss infections, 51,000 plus, with 2,061 fatalities. In Spain, people in Madrid are being warned of tough weeks ahead amid a new sustained coronavirus spread. The national case count has jumped to 704,000, with 31,000 deaths. There was more racial unrest in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky overnight, another expression of anger with a grand jury's decision not to bring homicide charges against police officers involved in the fatal shooting of African-American Breonna Taylor. With a curfew in effect, Louisville police declared an unlawful assembly as a group of 200 to 300 protesters who had marched through the city retreated to a church set aside by demonstration organizers as a sanctuary. There were at least 24 arrests. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other top Republicans have rejected President Donald Trump's refusal to commit to a peaceful transfer of power, assuring American voters the lawmakers would accept the outcome of November's election. Mr. Trump has so far declined to embrace a peaceful transition and says he expects his election battle with Democrat Joe Biden to be settled by the U.S. Supreme Court. Speaking to reporters on Thursday, the president said he doubted that an honest election could be held. His evidence-free claim is that mail-in ballots would lead to a rigged result. Said Mitch McConnell on Twitter, quote, "The winner of the November 3rd election will be inaugurated on January 20th. There will be an orderly transition, just as there has been every 4 years since 1792. The United States has extended a waiver for Iraq to import Iranian electricity for 60 days to enable Baghdad to take what are called meaningful actions to reduce its energy dependence on Tehran. The waiver exempts Iraq from U.S. sanctions reimposed on Iran after President Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal with the Islamic Republic. The Trump administration has repeatedly extended the waiver for Baghdad to use crucial Iranian energy supplies for its struggling power grid, usually for periods of 90 or 120 days. The United States says it will provide more than $720 million in humanitarian aid in response to the crisis in Syria. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun made the announcement on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. He said the money would go both for Syrians inside the country and for those in desperate need across the region. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.